News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's talk about the impact of the dry weather on farmers. Dennis Drennan is the president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. Morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I was talking to a farmer friend of mine the other day about the urgent need to get silage in because A, they're using what they've already harvested this year, and B, it's dying in the ground. We really need that rain, don't we?
Absolutely. It's very serious conditions at the moment, like especially in the southeast. Like, the country is kind of pretty much divided as it normally is. There has been some rain in the past good number of weeks in the west and the north, but definitely the southeast, I suppose. The lady had on from Met Aaron would explain better than me that there's a soil moisture deficit of about 90 to 100 millimetres at the moment, which means we need somewhere around 70 to 80 millimetres of rain to bring things back, bring the soil back to normal. And that's not just for dairy farmers or beef farmers, but for vegetables and tillage sector and everything. We need some rain to get the soil moisture deficit back to where it should be, somewhere around 20 millimetres, that land is, you know, you can travel on land, but there's enough moisture in the ground to grow crops and grow grass and grow everything. So we're in a serious position, especially in the southeast. We've 90 to 100 millimetres of a deficit in the soil moisture. So that's going to take probably 2 inches of rain. And the chances of getting that amount of rain in the foreseeable future is pretty poor. So growth rate has really collapsed. We measure grass growth rate in kilograms of dry matter per hectare. It should be somewhere between 50 and 60 kilograms per hectare per day at the moment. It's under 20 at the moment. So everybody at the moment, especially in the south and southeast and the Midlands, are feeding next winter silage at the moment to try and keep animals fed, keep them happy and healthy, and keep them putting on weight if they're cattle or lambs, yeah, and to keep producing milk if you're a dairy farmer. So we really need rain badly at the moment, and we hate to rain on everybody else's parade who are loving the summer weather. But there's a problem for everybody at the moment because reservoirs are at record levels, low levels, and a lot of people out there, water being turned off at night. And it may be an inconvenience if you're scared to turn off your water at night if you're a household and you have to stock up and put a couple of jugs of water in your fridge or whatever. But if you're a dairy farmer and your cows are drinking up to 150 litres of water per day, and you try to explain to a cow at 7 o'clock in the evening that there won't be water available until 10 or 11 o'clock the following morning,
they're not going to understand it, are they? And we were talking about this with Irish Water the other day, that the certain schemes are being restricted in the evening time because of the logic that, well, we can save water now because it's not going to be much use. But a lot of these schemes are rural schemes where the farmers need them for their animals. Is there a lack of joined up thinking there, do you think, Dennis?
Well, there's a lack of realisation on the part of Ishgairn in times, and I know, look, at desperate times call for desperate measures, but a cow that doesn't get water this time of the year, cows have gone back in calf, they're pregnant at this stage, and there's a huge risk of cows dissolving embryos and losing that fetus, losing the calf at the moment if they're restricted from water. So it's a huge issue. It's a huge animal welfare issue, and it's a huge huge worry for every dairy farmer or every suckler farmer in the country when their animals don't have water. So it might seem a logical idea for Ishgairn just to turn off the water, but it has huge consequences at farm level.
The other side, of course, is and not getting all technical about this, but the yield is going to go down as well. So in other words, farmers rely on the yield, the good quality milk that comes from the good quality grass. Because they're eating the winter silage, because the grass they're eating in the fields isn't as good quality as normal, the yield goes down. So this is going to have an impact on farmers' ability to make money.
Well, we're in a poor position as we stand because milk prices actually collapsed since last year. Like this time last year, I was receiving 50 cent a litre for my milk. As I left the farm, now I'm on 37 cent per litre. And on top of that, then we have massive increase in cost, the same as everybody else have. Our fertiliser has almost doubled in price. Our rations are expensive. Electricity is expensive. Tractor diesel, you saw the protest earlier on, a protest from a lot of sectors earlier on in the year. Transportation has gone up exponentially. So we've a huge increase in costs, and now our ability, I suppose, to produce cheap milk in this country and our sustainability is based on grass growing. And when that stops, everything else kind of stops. So at the moment, we're almost on a full winter diet. We're eating into the silage that we grew earlier on in the year and made earlier on in the year that should be for next winter to keep the animals going when the grass stops growing during the wintertime. We're eating that at the moment, and we're also feeding a huge amount of concentrates or nuts to the cows or the cattle to keep them, everything on a farm, especially on a livestock farm, revolves around keeping the animals fed, happy and healthy. Okay. And that's a huge challenge at the moment.
Dennis Drennan of the ICMSA, amongst the group of farmers hoping that Met Éireann are forecasting rain correctly over the next few days. But there's not a huge amount of rain by all accounts.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.